Listen to Mrs. Johnson this morning, Catherine. Mrs. Johnson, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling me.
Thank you. The commissioner knows my story of my son and John Graham being murdered in Morgan. They were the last two, or you see, officers to be murdered. As Anne Travers said, you do relive it when it comes on different things, and you just can't stop reliving it, but it does. And victims, every victim, I'm sure, goes through the same thing.
What are you going through, Mrs. Johnson?
Well, have I seen it coming on David and John on the street and things like that? That's me back to where I was. And it's terrible because all the children that were involved with both families are growing up now. And they're seeing what's happened to their father. And there's no answers.
Mrs. Johnson, what I'm going to try to do, because it's just difficult to make you out at the moment, we're going to try to ring you back in a landline. So we'll try to do that. Let me bring Brian in and we'll be back to you, Mrs. Johnson, I promise. Brian, good morning. Morning, Brian. Brian, not there. Gerard. Morning, Gerard.
Hello, how are you doing?
Go ahead, Gerard.
I was contacted by a researcher. I sent an email, sorry, a text just off the top of my head after this and that man, Jude, I don't know the guy's second name, standing there in the side of the road. Jude White, to me, I'm sitting here pretty miserable today, listening to the usual miserable stories. Otherwise, I'm suffering a head cold. But to me, Jude was a breath of fresh air in the midst of this debate and conversation.
And David in Belfast. Morning, David.
Morning, Stephen. I think there's the only solution is all these guys need out of Stormont. They're absolute idiots. We need business.
You know, that's such a broad brush statement, isn't it? And here's a statement of fact. It's illogical to call all of our politicians idiots, and some of them are working really hard. It's a cheap shot, isn't it?
It's not a cheap shot. Basically, born red in a shankle. Paisley led us by the nose. Brought boys on the streets. Created people.
Well, but, you know, again, what help is this going to be? Let's talk about now.
The solution to it is we need business leaders and Stormont for the next 25 years, Stephen. That's what we need.
Okay. David, thank you. Let me put it, because Mrs. Johnson's back with us. Good morning again.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Mrs. Johnson, what would help you?
Stephen, I would like what the commissioner said about us. We are victims. We are, but also the children of victims are the new beginning of Northern Ireland, and they need help to get through everything that happened in their families. Not only RUC, UDR and all, and the British Army and everything, and also the Catholic too, the ordinary Catholic who's been through things as well. And I see that my David ran on the street with John. I'm back to square one on the 16th of June, 1997 in Largan. And that's me for a while. And I just cannot get over it for a while. And when I see things on the TV, what's happening, it's very hard to take. And Sinn Féin is bringing these ex-prisoners and all in to do the jobs that they're doing. What are they giving them? Are they telling them this is their, for murdering somebody, this is what they're entitled to? It looks like that to me. This is being proud of them, setting them up in front of you.
They're victims.
Not very fair, Stephen.
There are victims on all sides.
Not for a victim. Sitting there like Anne Travers and the ones that was committed the murder.
Mrs. Johnson.
Sitting looking at her face.
Mrs. Johnson, let me say to the victims commissioner this morning, I can hear the pain. You know, in Mrs. Johnson's voice,
Stephen,
Catherine.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And you know, as Mrs. Johnson said, I do know her story, and as Mrs. Johnson experiences that pain, so many other people, so many other victims, as you rightly point out, Stephen, on all sides, experience that too. And we do have to make sure that
hello.
we do have to make sure that people get all the services that they need in order to enable to live ordinary lives day to day.
I think it's quite important to get your view on the film that we will see on television tonight, because I don't want people to misconstrue what the purpose of that film is. The series tells individual stories from people. We went to Auschwitz with a survivor. We are telling Kate Carroll's story tonight. That is not to say that any other victim in Northern Ireland does not have an equal amount of pain or entitled to be heard. They are as entitled to be heard as Kate is. We have done one story. But you were deeply moved by the film.
Very much so. Very much so. And as I said earlier, I think you've made a very kind, a very compassionate, very sensitive film. And in the same way that Mr. Parry, who you interviewed yesterday, humbled us all with the dignity of his communication about his experience, I think the same can be said very much so for Mrs. Carroll. And I think that it is difficult for people to watch. It is very raw, very painful television, but it is that reminder of why this must never happen again and why we must never forget Stephen Carroll, why we must never forget David Johnston, why we must never forget Peggy, Jude's mum, why we must never forget Mary Travers. We must never forget these people, and we must use the experience of victims and survivors to make sure these things never happen again. It is important that we make these hard-hitting films. It is important that these very, very difficult stories are heard. It's my job to promote the interests of victims and survivors. And films like yours and other documentaries, the 14 Days documentary recently, very, very important steps in supporting people to know that their stories are being heard.
Catherine, thank you for coming in this morning. Thank you very much. The Victims Commissioner, Catherine Stone. The film is on BBC One tonight at 10:35. It's called Story of a Lifetime on BBC One.